Rua do Goa.
The one you see there, Rua do Goa. And this street, it's exactly this one. All right? So, it's important to understand the relevance of Mafalala by also understand the developing of Maputo and the evolution of the city. In the past,
Ivan Laranjeira wants to share his region's cultural history and make sure it is preserved. He also wants people to learn to see beyond poverty and discover the heart of the region. That's why he gives tours of the poor Mafalala neighborhood in Mozambique's capital city, Maputo.
I have a strong emotional connection to the neighborhood. My parents and my grandparents have lived in Mafalala, and my life was automatically centered around this neighborhood. And I always heard interesting stories about the neighborhood.
So Ivan created an organization called Iverca, which provides walking tours of one of the poorest communities in the city, but which is one of the richest in terms of cultural heritage.
Important national figures were associated with this place, as well as cultural, political, and sports figures. And all this gave me the feeling that I should do something for the neighborhood. Because despite all these wonderful stories and personalities, the neighborhood is still clearly poor and underdeveloped.
With Iverca, Ivan wants to show that tourism isn't just about leisure and isn't something that only benefits the upper class. Visitors to Mafalala can learn interesting facts about the region and also help the economy by buying from local merchants.
Tourism also has a human component, which means we can help a community to develop.
Today there are 10 people on the Mafalala walking tour with Ivan. When walking along the narrow paths, we see lots of brick houses built close together. There's hardly a free path of ground anywhere. For someone new to the neighborhood, there doesn't seem to be a logical route to follow through the maze of houses. But Ivan and his colleagues walk us through the crowded streets, stopping now and then to greet people they know and explain to the tour group the importance of each place.
You see this sign here, that little pasta which is on top of the wood. That's a sign to say that they sell traditional beer here. Okay. So we'll find along the way different ways of having that thing around and signalizes that we have traditional beer, usually made out of maize and fruits as well.
Loud music is playing around half of the houses, as if a neighborhood party were going on. But we are told the lively atmosphere is typical of Sundays in Mafalala. With the musical accompaniment in the background, we stop in front of the house of one of the most respected female poets in Mozambique, Noemi de Souza. We see the field where the football legend Eusébio used to play, and the house where Mozambique's first president, Samora Machel, used to live. Then we get to speak with the current owner of the house where Mozambique's second president once lived. The owner, Mr. Jacinto, has been living in the house since 1976.
This is President Joaquim Chissano's house, so people want to see it, and it's almost as if it was in the past. This is a kind of museum. In fact, our whole neighborhood is a kind of museum.
Like Mr. Jacinto, many people in the neighborhood are happy to see that people from other places show an interest in their history. But it's still difficult for them to see a real benefit from Ivan's project.
What really matters to this community is what is really going to make a difference, having money to buy bread for their families. And that hasn't happened yet.
So Ivan decided to start training up young people from the community as tour guides. That way he could pass on important skills like speaking and leading a group, and that could help them get jobs later on. It also means the community is more open to having tourist groups walk through, since locals are closely involved. Abadias Lázaro has been a tour guide with Ivan since 2009.
Ivan is an excellent person. He has the ability of convincing others, and he goes after things and tells people that things are worth it, and shows people that things are worth it. He has the ability of developing the potential in people, and I'm an example.
By training other young tour guides, Ivan isn't just preserving his hometown's cultural heritage. He's also building up his peers. Carla Fernandes, Deutsche Welle Radio, Maputo, Mozambique.